In designating ARPA funds, no doubt a huge undertaking, the Hancock County commissioners focused largely on awards they felt would save taxpayer dollars. Area nonprofits argue they're made up of boards who are taxpayers, that they lost hundreds of thousands during the pandemic. The Grand alone lost $900,000 during the 18 months it was shuttered, and that they contribute significantly to the tax base by bringing people downtown to dine, shop, and more. Reportedly, not all ARPA funding for Hancock County has been designated, something that must be done before the end of the year. The Grand Executive Director, Nick Turner, tells Star 97.7 it would be tragic if those remaining rescue funds weren't used for the purpose intended.
Hancock County was awarded $10 million, and all of us are still recovering from the pandemic, and wouldn't it be a shame if money had to be returned? It's money that was delegated to help recovery. This is rescue money.
We reached out to Commissioners John Wambacher and Bill Clark for our series, but did not receive a response. In distributing ARPA funding, counties varied widely, from Penobscot County, whose funds were virtually all allotted to nonprofits, to Aroostook County, whose funds went about 50-50 to tax-supported entities and nonprofits, to Hancock County, whose commissioners reportedly felt nearly all the funds should go to tax-supported organizations. Nick Turner, director of the Grand in Ellsworth, argues nonprofits like the Grand, Heart of Ellsworth, and the Ellsworth Public Library contribute significantly to the tax base.
My estimation, without summer programming, because again, the Grand doesn't have air conditioning or air handling, so we aren't even servicing the summer crowd. I estimate, based on industry numbers, that the Grand has about a $2 million economic impact on the community. Restaurants, hotels, shopping.
Turner tells Star 97.7 the Grand, like other nonprofits, could desperately use more funding, as it was completely shuttered during the pandemic, leading to a 100% loss of revenue. Well, yesterday we talked with Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane, whose department was one that benefited from the county's ARPA funding. Well, there's no doubt law enforcement is a well-deserved recipient. Daily police reports bear out they put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe. Grand Executive Director Nick Turner agrees, but he says the arts too save lives and do in fact prevent many of those potential crimes.
The arts remind us of our humanity. What makes us uniquely human is the ability to express ourselves.
Turner adds he has firsthand evidence that the arts can work hand in hand with law enforcement to save young people.
I can't even tell you how many times I was told by a child or a parent, "You saved my child." And I'll say, "What do you mean?" They were depressed. They were in their room all the time. They were using drugs. They were getting into trouble. We discover you. Now all she thinks about, or all he thinks about, is the friends they have made, the shows they're in. The times that has happened is unfathomable. And that's what the arts do. It does, in many ways, save lives.
Our understanding is that ARPA funds are still available in Hancock County. You can reach out to the county commissioners if you have ideas on how remaining funds should be designated. Downeast Community Partners, the SPCA of Hancock County, Heart of Ellsworth, the Ellsworth Public Library. You can hardly put a price on what nonprofits bring to our lives here in Hancock County. In February, a group of 17 nonprofits approached the Hancock County Commissioners asking for a portion of the county's $10 million in ARPA funding, not all of which had been earmarked for specific projects. The Grand Executive Director Nick Turner tells Star 97.7 the commissioners listened intently, but nothing more, as the commissioners were focused primarily, they said, on taxpayer-funded entities.
Nonprofits serve taxpayers. Nonprofits are taxpayers. Every nonprofit in Hancock County is served by a board of directors who are business leaders. They're community leaders, they're taxpayers, they're business people. The reason business people and taxpayers and community leaders and people get involved on boards is because those causes are important to them. The arts are important to them, so that's why they serve on a board.
We reached out to the commissioners for comment, but did not get a response nor any information from Hancock County for our series, despite multiple requests. Well, it's been an interesting journey researching how various counties spent their American Rescue Plan Act funds. from broadband funding to law enforcement to Washington County's new public safety building and Penobscot County's funding to support Eastern Area Agency on Aging, colleges, hospitals, drug rehabilitation centers, food banks, and other nonprofits. Overall, Maine has much to be proud of when it comes to how those funds have been designated. ARPA funds must be earmarked by the end of this year or they're lost, with projects completed by December 2026. If you have concerns or wish to have a say in how remaining ARPA funds are spent, contact your county commissioners, write a letter to the editor, make your voice heard.